Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. I'm here with Velvet Spicer, who is the communications manager for the Alzheimer's Association, and Maureen McGuire, who is a special friend to the association and former news anchor, as you may know. Ladies, how are we doing today?
We're great. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Ray G.
Of course. So yeah, let's get started talking a little bit about the Alzheimer's Association. I know this is a national association, but you guys do have a local chapter here in Rochester, correct?
That's right. We have the Rochester Finger Lakes chapter, and we just celebrated our 40th anniversary in Rochester. Woo-hoo! So that's pretty exciting. We had a gala earlier this year to celebrate. And we offer so much to the community. We have free supports, including educational programs for caregivers and individuals with dementia. We have support groups all over the 9-county region that we serve that reaches down to Schuyler County and, to Owego and all. I mean, the whole southern tier we cover. We also do robust research on the national level, but that is one of the things that we fundraise for. And we do advocacy at the state capitol and in Washington, D.C.
Wow. You do it all.
We do.
I love that. How did the gala go, by the way?
It was wonderful. It was a nice celebratory event. 40 years is a long time for a nonprofit in one area. And, we raised over $100,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very, very nice. And Maureen here was the MC of the gala.
Maureen, yeah. How was that?
It was great. And I will tell you, one of the things that was so nice about this gala this past year is, like so many local agencies and nonprofits, we had to skip some of these major fundraisers in person, because of the pandemic. And that was hard for yes. many reasons. But one of the reasons it was so hard is that we couldn't be together. And I think when you are part of this community where you're dealing with a loved one with Alzheimer's, and you're getting support from the Alzheimer's Association, being together really matters.
It does.
And so it was really a thrill. And also just to point out that 40 years is amazing. We are one of the first chapters in the country, really.
Wow.
And Rochester, New York has one of the strongest chapters in the country. Our advocacy, our volunteer base, the support from this community is amazing. And our mission is to keep that going because we're not going to stop until we've got a first survivor from
absolutely.
Alzheimer's
that
disease.
That is impressive. I did not know that. And that's absolutely inspiring.
It is. It was for me, when I decided to volunteer and raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. That's partly what keeps me going because of the strong support from this local chapter.
And now we're here to talk about another event you guys have, and this is your largest event to date.
It is, Ray G. So what we've got upcoming is our Walk to End Alzheimer's. We have three walks each year. This year, October 1st is in Canandaigua. October 8th is in Rochester, right here at Frontier Field. And October 15th is in Watkins Glen at Watkins Glen International.
That's going to be beautiful.
It sure is. It's a great time of year for a walk. The walk is around 2 miles, and everyone enjoys it. If I'm not mistaken, Ray G, you are emceeing the event in Rochester. So, yeah. So it's going to be a great time. We will have snacks and food and things for the kids to do. So, we encourage families to come out. And we encourage you to bring the person you're caring for.
Yes.
Because they really enjoy that social activity as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And you guys have this, I was reading about this, it sounds awesome, the Promise Garden. Tell me all about that.
So the Promise Garden is full of flowers. And the flowers signify whether you have dementia, if you could be caring for someone with dementia. So the colored flowers coordinate with your situation.
Sure.
Are you honoring someone who has passed? Are you walking because you have dementia or your husband or wife has dementia? So everyone plants a flower We carry flowers on the route, and then we plant them in the Promise Garden.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I'm going to get emotional watching that.
Actually, it is. It's quite beautiful to see this sea of flowers during the walk, before the walk, and especially after the walk when you're wrapping things up and you see the sea. And that's why we do it.
Yeah. You know? And where is the Promise Garden going to be located?
That's right at Frontier Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll be able to see it right there.
Perfect. And what about like in Canandaigua and Watkins Glen?
So in Canandaigua, the walk starts at Granger Homestead, and the garden will be there. And Watkins Glen will be outside of the track, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. Oh, there's going to be like so many flowers across Rochester and even a little beyond.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we welcome you to take it home and plant it in your own garden.
Oh, yes. So. Yeah, keeping the tradition going.
Yep.
Absolutely. What does this walk mean to you ladies?
Well, it means everything. My father, Dennis McGuire, was born and raised in Rochester, and he was a career educator in the city, in the city school district, and he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in late 2010, and he passed away in June of 2016, and I miss him every day. I remember, you know, what he told us always, which is honor your name. Remember who you are. Do good. Be good. And my father, when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I think bore that diagnosis with great dignity and grace. You know, it really was about 2 years into the diagnosis when he started to become very impaired by the disease. But he lived a good life those years. He did. We made sure of it. And one of the things he did was take part in research. He found out about the research going on locally from the Alzheimer's Association. His doctor encouraged him to sign up for a study which tracked Alzheimer's patients. It required, you know, 2 to 3 days of testing every year. And then when he passed away, he agreed to have his brain donated to science.
Wow.
So that biopsy, or that autopsy, if you will, was conducted here by researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center. And it was his commitment to finding a cure, to finding effective treatments. He knew when he signed up for this study early into his diagnosis that it was probably too late for him in terms of a cure. But he wanted it, and he told us he wanted this for his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And so when he passed away, my family decided that we had to carry on his legacy by making sure that research is funded. I mean, there is a wealth of opportunity locally to take part in local research. But beyond that, there's this wealth of medical support locally, people who are just in front of this every step of the way. And beyond that, the support from the Alzheimer's Association in terms of programs and support groups and information alone, their 24/7 hotline, is golden for families who struggle who might have a question.
Yeah.
So we decided that we wanted to carry on his legacy, and we do. So the walk means a lot. I mean, this is the largest fundraiser for the local chapter every year, and we're just committed to keeping it going and making sure we raise the money that's necessary to make this chapter strong, to support local families like ourselves who've been through this and who continue to go through it, really.
Yeah.
And to make sure researchers are supported in their efforts to find a cure for this disease.
I really like when you said honor his name, because I feel like this walk is helping you guys do that in one way. Mm-hmm. And also you said his commitment, because, you know, even after he passed, he donated his body to science to help find a cure for this. That is commitment beyond, I don't even know what to say about that. It's a very, very moving story, Maureen.
It is moving. And, you know, there are many families who actually do this. I think it's probably one of the untold stories about what takes place in this community right here in Rochester to further the cause of finding cures and effective treatments and support for local families.
Well, I believe in Rochester, and I believe in the Alzheimer's Association. Velvet, I know you have a story as well you'd like to share.
Yeah, thank you, Ray G. So my first experience with dementia was my father's mother. She was diagnosed many, many years ago, 20 years ago, when there was a stigma around dementia, and you didn't talk about it, and you said, oh, she's just senile. And now we know so much more about the disease. Although there is no cure, there are things that you can do to kind of stem the growth of dementia. And I wish we had known that for my grandmother, but my mom was a little bit luckier. She was diagnosed with dementia in 2010, and hers was a very slow-moving dementia. So I personally had 10 good years with her, caring for her. I had moved in with my parents because my dad had cancer, and so I was caring for my parents along with my husband. And then after my dad passed, my husband stayed home from work to care for my mother during the day so I could work, and then I cared for her at night. But she was a dream patient. She kept her wit about her. She kept her sarcasm. She really was a dream. We lost her in February of 2020 to dementia, but she never got to the point where she didn't know us, which was wonderful.
That
and,
wonderful.
You know, some people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia don't have that, but many do. And my other experience with dementia is my father-in-law lost his battle with dementia in 2015. And I've also lost three aunts, and I have three aunts currently living with dementia. So
Wow. It
surrounds me. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to work at the Alzheimer's Association. Back when my mom was diagnosed in 2010, I did all sorts of Google research. And the one thing that kept coming up was the Alzheimer's Association. So I reached out, and it turns out they had a wealth of resources. Who knew? And so my husband and I and my parents took some of the classes and learned a lot about how to care for my mom, the things that she needed, the things that she didn't need. You know, the fact that you don't argue with someone who insists that the sky is green, because it is in their world.
Sure.
And what a beautiful world it is to them, right?
Yeah.
So we had done that. And then I joined the advocacy team for the Alzheimer's Association as a volunteer. And we went to Albany a couple times in the cold winter months, but it was a nice bus trip. And we got to advocate for funding and talk to our representatives, and that was wonderful. And then we walked in the Walk to End Alzheimer's several years as a team, my whole family and some neighbors and some friends. And one of the years we were able to reach the $1,000 goal. So that was pretty good. And we're hoping to reach that again this year.
I hope you do too. I mean, like you said, your whole life is involved with Alzheimer's and
Absolutely.
The Alzheimer's Association. And I have no doubt that you will be able to raise that money.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I would like to talk about the walk a little bit more. I saw that you guys have an app. Is that new this year?
I'm not sure if it's new, but it's really... I think it's maybe a couple years old.
Okay. It sounds really helpful.
It is, yes. And so we've got the app, but you can also access a page online by going to alz.org/walk. And then you can find the walk that's nearest you. As I said, we have three. So you sign up as an individual or as a team, and we have all the tools that you need to raise funds. We have email templates. We have templates for Facebook and Twitter, and we help you every step of the way.
Wow.
And you get emails as a reminder. Have you done this yet? Have you tried this? And sure enough, it works.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a great way to market.
Yep.
And then I saw that, you know, in the app, you can use it the day of the walk, and you can, like, see how far you're walking, track your miles and everything.
Yeah, that's fun.
That
yeah.
That is fun. Yeah, it's yeah. almost like a good way to keep yourself in check.
Exactly. Who needs a Fitbit, right?
Exactly, yeah. And you can talk to members of the community through the app.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that just it's all-encompassing.
Yes.
That is
mm-hmm.
so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, is there anything else that you would like to add? Thank any sponsors? Talk a bit more about the walk?
Well, we would like to thank Wegmans Food Markets. They are a sponsor. Hilliard Corporation down in the Watkins Glen area is a sponsor. So we're pretty excited. WROC is a sponsor, as is Warm 101.3.
Absolutely.
In Rochester, yeah.
Please join us. There is plenty of time. If you're listening to this right now, we would love to have you join us. It really is a special event. We're going to have a brass band playing at Frontier Field.
That is
the
so
one
cool.
in Rochester, at least. It's very heartwarming. It's a special time. It's fun to walk the routes and kind of see each other on a common mission. But it's just a great time, and we would love to have your support. So please join us. Sign up, raise a little money, and know that you're doing a lot of good.
And they sign up on the website, correct?
Yes, alz.org/walk.
Perfect.
And the other thing that I would like to mention, because Maureen mentioned the helpline, it's a 24/7 manned helpline, and it's 1-800-272-3900. So you can get information from them as well about pretty much anything dementia related as well as the walk.
That is awesome. Oh, well, yeah. Join us October 8th at Frontier Field. We would love to have you. What time does it kick off?
9 a.m. starts the registration.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining me today. It was
thank
great
you.
To learn
thank you.
More about the Alzheimer's Association. And I am so excited to join you on the walk.
Thank
we'll
you so
you
much.
There.